all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, when Jesus said, go meet disciples and teaching them, he said, that's the local church. Now, can we say something that is Jesus enrolling not just us into being his army, but enrolling us to enroll men into his army? Does that stand? Right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that gives us a territorial mindset. Hallelujah. So we said we are in God's hands. What God is doing in the earth today is raising strong local churches full of the Holy Ghost, taking territories for him. That's what God is doing in this day. That's what God is doing in our world. That's what God is doing in our time today. Amen? Amen? That's what God is doing today. You want to know what God is doing? Creating strong local churches. Hallelujah. So as we go, it's an instruction for every member of church. Be a good example of followership in your local church. Be a good example. Be a good example of a good disciple, of a good follower. Be an example. You know, the Spirit of God was relating that to me. You know, if you remember, whenever we get to as we go, I usually don't write. I don't come to write, no. Because I would, actually, even if I prepare all my notes, I don't prepare as we go. I wait for the Lord for that. I wait, and it's going to be a proceed from what I've taught you. Hallelujah. Like, I wait that. Because everyone who came here today, one thing I know is that we must live with a word. Hallelujah. We must live with a mandate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I really will just write points out from what the Lord will ask me to discuss, to say to us. From everything, those points will be points that have been taught in the teaching. So we'll just be taken out so that we will know what God wants us to do. The instructions we're going home with. Hallelujah. So one, be a good follower of your local church. When I say be a good follower, have a local church mindset. Put it this way, have a local church syndrome. Have that local church, it is the local church. That is how God stirs the affairs of our lives, is via the local church. God stirs the affairs of our lives via the... So I don't want to say use a negative word here, but be a die-hard member of your local church. Trust what God is doing in your local church. Trust it. You might not have, for today, you might not have 10,000 members in your local church. Maybe where you worship, maybe you guys are just 10, 5. Trust what God is doing there. Be the example of a good member. Amen. And in being an example of a good member, watch your appetite. Watch your appetite. Watch your appetite. Watch the things watch the things that gets you, just watch your appetite. Watch your appetite. Don't go for things that God has not given to you in your local church. Amen. Watch your appetite. Watch what excites you. Someone, I shared a story of a friend of mine who was telling me she had a great service in church. And I asked her, share with me. I just said, share with me. Let's know how great the service was. And I said, man, service today was awesome. I said, what happened in church? And I said, I was talking to really talk the message. And I said, no. By the way they dance. I was weak when I heard that. Is that kind of dance that when you are dancing, you pull your shoe? You know, and I asked, is that your church you went to? No, he said, I went to, you visited a church. I said, no, that's wrong. Hallelujah. Some people, let me tell you something. I'll share something with us that happened to us, that happened here. Not this year, but years back. About one of our members like that, when we started, I mean, when she joined, she became very, some, I will point this now, you wouldn't know her name. You wouldn't know the person I'm talking about, even if all of you know the person. You wouldn't know her, but I will coin it to her, no worries. So, because, why you wouldn't know the person? Because you didn't even know that that was what happened. Amen, but the person told me that was what happened. So, the person got so committed at some point, but there was something she didn't watch. She didn't watch her appetite. So one day they invited her to a church. When she got to another church and I saw the glamour. You know glamour? Yeah? You know, if you are being welcomed in church, they will ask you, do you have your Bible? They give you Bible. In fact, that's me, you not even smile. I don't know. When she's not doing customer care workshop, she's doing marketing. So you think everything is marketing. You guys say, she's writing her notes.
Go front.
But then, you know, 10 people welcome you with smile. Where is it? With not Nigeria, not Ijebu accent. She has, you know, she has Ijebu accent. Even if she claims she went to one Port Harcourt or airport school. Okay. It's not the private. Okay. That's the thing. So they
welcome to church.
But it's like, welcome to church. 10 people smile, welcome to church. But when pastor is singing, it's not Philemon that is drumming. And drumming slow. Pastor is singing reggae, he's drumming a willow. You know what I mean? I'm not yabbing you, you know. Who is he? Okay, yeah, you know I'm not yabbing you. You are good on it. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, sometimes you just speak in tongues more. That's just the difference. You know that he speaks in tongues more. Just calm down. You play well. So, I heard the sound. You know the sound is not this sound. This is heaven welcome. Say, ha! Church day. He said, ha! And it's only I saw glory of God. You didn't see nothing. You only saw sound. Say, ah! You know, somebody has told me one day, you know, they saw this stuff come out, whether like smoke. I said, ah! That is glory of God. I said, no! No glory, smoke! It has a name. He said, I saw the glory from the altar. You are just being carried away. You have a wrong appetite. Hallelujah. You remember? You have a wrong appetite. So watch your appetite. Be content with your church. And see that God, what God is doing in your local church is an expanding one. We're expanding. Hallelujah. We're expanding. So stay with your local church. Be an added follower there. Let your practice of the things of the Spirit be among brethren, be among your local church. Don't get discouraged. Amen? Don't get discouraged. Be a good example. Someone one time told us that the reason why I stopped coming to church is because nobody used to come and check on me at home. Nobody used to care if I... How many years have you been? The person has been coming for about 4 years. Well, okay, can I ask if we need new members and start following you, coming to church here that you are visiting at home. What will we now do to the new members? Come on. Once you've stayed in a place up to a month, become responsible. Amen. That will take me to the next thing. In your local church, don't be idle. That instruction you see. Don't be idle. Idleness. Don't be idle. Don't be idle. Make sure you are always available for all the meetings. Make sure you are available all the time. Because in the coming days, we'll have meetings. Monday to Sunday, we'll be having meetings. Different meetings. Make sure you are available.
Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Make sure you're available for evangelism, for prayer meeting. Make sure you're available. Make yourself available. That's how you become useful in the kingdom of God. You're not useful in the kingdom of God outside your local church. Anything done outside the local church, you're not doing. See, let me tell you something. Spiritual growth, like I've taught you, is found in the local church. Right? So what God is doing in the earth is doing through the local church. So if you are not involved in what God is doing through your local church, listen, if you are not involved there, you are idle. You are idle. You are like the man who is in the war front, and people are fighting, and he's asking, where should I fight to? Should I fight my people, or should I fight the enemy? That is what you are like. You become a distraction. Okay, enemy. Want everybody, that's the point, you want everybody to care for you, to love you. Pastor Wisdom did not call me. Pastor Adan did not see me. They don't fully care for me. Because we are a family. Nobody even called you when there was no feeling for you. That is because you've not met who they call Pastor Lenji. Pastor Lenji, one of his members in Abuja then. Was sick. And so your member is sick. They tell her to lay hands on herself. Say she's going to do operation. Went to meet her in the hospital. They say you are sick. Or lay hands on yourself. Amen. And his sister got angry that my pastor didn't even pray for me. No. What you wanted was not prayer, but was TTY. You know, some people like that. Some people don't know how to differentiate it. Some people don't want to, they want people to pity them. We are not in a system of pity. Hope you are hearing me. He said, he's very so sorry. He said, thank you, sir. You don't know how relieved I am. Relieved. He said, thank you, sir. I'm relieved. That our pastor is caring pastor. But the one that said, where is spending your money? Put your hands there. Behave. Now, cut the call. Say, no human feeling. No, it's not about that. Hallelujah. No, what you actually need is peace. And you know, the local church is not going to fix it. Amen. We confront the devil. We confront sickness by the power of God. Hallelujah. So don't be idle in your local church. Don't be. Okay, don't be. Get involved. Amen. Get involved. Because when you are involved, you will not be saying nobody called me. That will not be the thing in your mind. Amen. That will not be what is in your mind. Because what will be in your mind is, pastor, which territory are we taking next? Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm going for prayer meeting. You get me? That is when you know you are not idle. Amen. Idleness leads to idleness till you need to look up till you begin to backslide. When a believer is idle, he's not doing anything. Satan has got him in a fix. Amen. And it's always better idleness. The day you say, I'm not going to church this Sunday, you now say that. So that is the day you now watch Arsenal match, and Arsenal now lost. And maybe your club now won, Leicester now won Arsenal. And thank God I watched this match. The next Sunday, you'll not be inspired to go again. And that is if you continue 1 week, 2 months, you will now become like NEPA. You know NEPA? There are some brothers I call, you are behaving like NEPA. If I've only ever said that to you, I'm trying to tell you, you are inconsistent. We don't need to see you. That's what it means. You are like Nigerian NEPA. We see you today, we don't see you tomorrow. No, don't be like that. You're not a good member of your local church. You're not a good army. Amen? Who are you hearing me? Amen? Amen? So we're a family. So no one will be what? Idle. Say, I'm not idle.
Amen. They are always available for God to use, for God to work in the local church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in being, not being idle, if I get to the third one, in not being idle, you must also stay always with your pastor's message. Some of you, you want people to beg you to go to St. Pavilion ChurchNG.com to download messages to listen. Mm-hmm. There are people who are not part of our church that are listening to it. You don't know. People who are not part of our church are listening to it. And they're getting blessed. Whoever are listening to it and they're using it to preach. So you're going to listen to it always. And that keeps you always keep, as a believer, learn to keep your mind on God's word. Be involved. Be involved. Be involved. I have so much to talk about. The next one. Mind your association as you go. Mind your association. No one who worries entangles himself with the affairs of this world, that he may please him that has enlisted him. Hallelujah. No one who worries entangles himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mind your associations. For me, I would love to put that under mind what your appetite, but mind your associations. Mind the kind of friends you keep. I'm telling you the truth. Mind the kind of friends you keep. Evil communications, 1 Corinthians 15, corrupt good manners. Mind it. Your friends these days has gone beyond who you see physically, even to those you chat with. Mind your associations. Mind it. Mind your associations. Mind your appetite. Mind your discussions with men. Mind what you get engaged in discussions. Hope you're hearing me. You're a child of God. You must have that army mindset. No, but that's why you see ministry people are not the way ministry was supposed to be. Military people, remember that's what I said, ministry is supposed to be. Military people are not supposed to entangle themselves. They're not supposed to live among civilians. Yeah, that's why you have what we call military cantonment, military base, military barrack for the military. Why? There's a way they think. And that's why when you have to settle out of the military, you go for a resettlement center. What do? They try to teach you again how to now start thinking like a civilian. Because you lived as a military for 35 years. Hope you're following me. Oh, the world outside there is not like here. Yeah, everything is order. Yeah, order. Instructions. That's why we have instructions in church. You receive instructions. Amen? You receive instructions. You receive order. We're in God's army. And we receive orders concerning the work of ministry. So you mind your associations. You cannot be a ministry person. And then you are behaving like a civilian. So you mind the men, the women that come into your life, that try to sway you away, the ones that try to get you cold. Amen. Mind the kind of people that will come to your life and say, it doesn't matter. This church thing doesn't matter. All God wants is you to just have him in your closet. If that was all God wanted, there wouldn't be a reason for local church. Local church is so that we serve God together. So any friend, according to Pastor Shagra, I learned this from him, any friend that does not inspire you to let's love the Lord together,
Let's serve the Lord together. Let's work for Him together. It's not a good friend. Any friend that doesn't inspire you to do the work of God, not a good friend. Any friend that tells you, come and join ASNA, not a good friend. Any friend that tells you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to hear ASNA. Give me word of knowledge, now ASNA, not a good friend. Mind you, until the day they begin to talk, Magwai, not a good friend. Amen. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. What if they call Chelsea is not still a good friend? Not still. A good friend is first of all known in what? How they inspire you to love the Lord, to serve the Lord, to pray, to evangelize. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This last one is for pastors. Pastors, keep your eyes on the ball. And every other person too, keep your eyes on the ball. The ball is prayer. The ball is the work of the ministry. Keep your eyes on the ball. Pastors, God has set you to steer the sheep, the affairs of your local church. Keep your eyes on it. Keep your eyes on the men. Keep your eyes on the task that is set before you. Stop your ear, baby. Keep your eyes on it. Pastors, keep your eyes on the ball. Pastors, keep your eyes on the greater, on the what is, or on the greater way. Keep your eyes on the weightier thing. The weightier thing, pastors. I'm telling this to you. Pastors, you should have personal times to pray for your members. That person, I'm not trying to pray for, you pray or you call them by name. Hope you're hearing me. Keep your eyes on weightier matters. Leave frivolity. He did not greet me. He greets me. He did not do this. Lord, leave your things. Those are distractions. Hallelujah. Those are distractions. Put your eyes on the waiting. Men see. Your eyes on the waiting is your eyes on your local church. See what God is speaking to you concerning your local church for God. Pastors, cell leaders. Cell leaders also. Put your eyes on the weightier matter. Take your eyes off frivolities. You will not mind those things in the coming days. Hallelujah. Okay, hear me. Please mind the news. Don't listen to news. Don't put your mind on news. Oh, thank God. From last year, Father Shebu told us as believers all over the world that 2023 in Nigeria is no election year. Amen. Those years, no, it's actually not election year. For the church, it's not election year. For the church, it's not election year. I hope you know that. For the church, you have work to be done. Election is in Nigeria. The church, you have work to be done. Don't put your eyes on. You know, some people put their eyes so much on the election that they now got grudges amongst believers. Some people began to grudge against fellow believers because of their party, my party, your party. No, your eyes is on lesser matters. They are not supporting this party because they are supporting this party. No! Put your eyes on weightier matters. Hallelujah. We'll pray together. We'll win together. We'll take the victories together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lastly, brethren, it is for members of the local church. Put your eyes also on the ball. Put your eyes on the ball. Stay committed to your pastor. Say after me, I'll be committed to my pastor. To my local church. I will honor him. I will listen to his instructions. And I will follow his instructions. Hallelujah. Because of me. Say, because of me. My local church. My branch. Is expanding. We are taking territories. Hallelujah. So you will not be part of the people that will bring setback in your local church. You will not be part of the people that will bring setback in your local church. Hallelujah. You will be known as a brother, as a sister that is full of fire. Hallelujah. In the coming days of the local church, as I close, as a local church, in the coming days,
we're going to pray.
We're a praying church. But you know, there's more burden in our hearts for prayer. Beyond prayer retreats. Beyond GPNR. There's more burden to pray as a church. Hallelujah. That means you might get, I want to call it like that, you might get cold calls, impromptu calls by your pastor, but you make yourself available. Amen. Be that member that I'm always available to my pastor. I'll not be an excuse moi, brethren. I'm always available to my pastor. To be called. Let's pray today. Sometimes it might be all through the night. The pastor can call you, come to my house. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's always give room. Because as a church, we will pray. Pray in church. There's more body in our house to pray. So pray together. That's what I mean. Pray together. As a church, as a family. Pray together. I know we have chain prayer time. We have prayer group time. For those who are in Mafuluku branch. But I said that other branches too will have prayer. We also have prayer groups, different from the church, local church prayer. There are prayer groups who come together to pray. Hallelujah. Prayer groups, we will pray. Pray. Chain prayers in the morning. We'll pray. By praying church. By praying church. By an expanding church. By an increasing church. Like territory church, territorial church. We are taking territories for the Lord. Hallelujah. We are advancing. We are an advancing church. Hallelujah. Always advancing. Always advancing. Always advancing. Always confronting the voice of darkness and bringing the light of God there. In cities, in locations. We are advancing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go on your knees and let's pray. Let's pray. You know, at this point we're going to reaffirm our commitment.